Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Here's joke of the week number one. My wife says I can be an idiot sometimes, and I'm trying to figure out if that was an accusation or permission. Still trying to figure that out. Here's joke of the week number two. My wife came home yesterday with 4 cases of beer, 3 boxes of wine, 2 bottles of whiskey, and 2 loaves of bread. I said, are we having company? She said, no. So then I said, well, then why'd you get all the bread? Here's joke of the week number three. I was at the Jewels yesterday, and there was a person in front of me with a cart piled real high with groceries. I only had 3 items. So I said to the cashier, can you check me out first? She took one look at me and said, well, I wouldn't have worn that shirt. Kind of hurt my feelings. Here's joke of the week number four. I'm really excited about the amateur autopsy club I joined. Monday is open mic night. Joke of the week number five.
Hey, John, they say when you eat a lot of spicy food, you can lose your taste.
Oh, I know, Dave. We went to an Indian restaurant over the weekend, and they were playing Michael Bolton. Sorry, Michael Bolton, that's not fair. Here's joke of the week number six. Here's a real easy way to tell if your house is haunted.
Okay.
It's not. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Here's joke of the week number seven. Do you think I'm fat? I went to McDonald's yesterday, and the woman said, sorry about your weight. Excuse me. Here's number eight. Hey, Dave.
Yes?
You're not real busy these days.
You'd be surprised, John.
Since you're not doing any play-by-play right now. I've got some good summer reading for you.
Well, we're cleaning out the garage and doing some lawn work.
Hey, Dave, have you read 10 Years in the Saddle by Major Bumsor?
You gave that to me last year.
Okay, then how about this one, Dave? How to Dance in the Middle East by Shake Your Booty. And here, Dave, read this book, Bad Telephone Connections by Can You Hear Me Now? Hey, Dave, have you read All the Animals Are Gone by Darren DeBarn?
Thanks, John. That'll be enough.
And read this book, Dave, The Art of Button Collecting by Zipper A Broken. Dave, have you read Round the Mountain by Sheila B. Cumin? I got another book here for you, Dave. Yeah. How to Apologize by Thayer Thari.
John, that's all I need for now.
So we gave Dave all those books, and he's reading some of them on his little vacation now. Here's joke of the week number 10. Hey, Dave, my friend is a farmer, and yesterday he got 2 acres.
Wow, how'd he do that?
Stepped on a rake. That one may get my vote. Here's joke of the week number 11. My doctor was shipwrecked on a desert island. He wrote out S-O-S in the sand, but no one picked him up because they couldn't read his handwriting. Joke of the week. I should have done that for Dr. Jeffrey Copen, our favorite doctor from Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Here's number 12.
The Appalachian word for today, I'll say that again. The Appalachian word for today is fornication. Here, John Williams will use it in a sentence.
We're going to a fancy wedding, so I bought a new suit. It's perfect fornication like this. joke of the week number, what are we on here, 12? The fastest land animal is...
Cheetah.
A dog who's just been asked, hey, what's in your mouth? Somebody sent me a note yesterday and said, please put that in the running for joke of the week. Here's number 13. Marriage is when one person handles the flights, the passports, the bags, the bookings, the hotel, and the other one says, where are we going again? Here's joke of the week number 14.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a passenger on a plane, and John Williams will star as another passenger next to him.
You nervous?
Yeah.
That's your first time?
No, I've been nervous before. All right, campers. Hey, Ashley, do you have any more of that music to play underneath? No? That's okay. If you do, do. If you don't, don't. What was the joke of the week? Stephen Alexander says...
Monday is open mic night.
All right. Andy Mazur likes...
I liked Autopsy Camp as well, open mic night.
No kidding. Amateur Autopsy Club. Ryan Burrow liked...
I'm liking McDonald's, sorry for the wait.
McDonald's, sorry for the wait. I like Dave Ennett's book collection. You know, I got a soft spot for those. Our jokes can't go more than 46 seconds, and that little bit chimed in at 46 seconds. So I think that's all of us then, right? So we've got 2 for open mic night, 1 for the McDonald's joke, 1 for the book joke. So we've got a tie there, don't we? Hey, Ashley, are you going to vote for one of the jokes you're filling in? And Ashley says no, she... likes them all like her kids, so no favorites there? Okay, well, we'll randomly select from the jokes sent in. Somebody will win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.